Okay, this is a B'kis recording for Meseches Sukkah Daf Yud Amid Beis. We're on the second line of Yud Amid Beis. Last word on line is Itmar. We had just begun of the Derech Agav discussion of the Sukkah decorations. So now we have a point about Sukkah decorations. Itmar, we learn in the Gemara. No ye Sukkah. Sukkah decorations. Ein mematin b'sukkah. They do not lessen the size of the Sukkah, meaning in terms of the height of the Sukkah, as we'll see in a second. Ravashi explains, umin hatzad mematin. Right? But if it's from the side, then it does lessen the size of the Sukkah because you're not able to sit in that area, and therefore it makes the Sukkah smaller. And if it's just the minimum size, then you have yourself a problem if the Sukkah decorations are making the Sukkah smaller. Av Miniman, this fellow named Miniman, who was Avdei de Rav Ashi, he was Rav Ashi's servant, it mishale kutanta b'maya, so his ksonis, his coat, let's say, got soaked in the water. V'ishtatcha amitilasa. So what he did was he hung it up over the side of the Sukkah. So Amar Le Ravashi, when Ravashi saw that he hung it up over the side of the Sukkah, so Ravashi said to him, Dalye, take it away. So that people will not say that we're being mesachech with something that is makabel tumah, meaning it's a coat, it's a beged, so the threads themselves aren't necessarily makabel tumah. But since it's a garment, it's a proper kli, then it is a davar makabel tumah. And that's one of the things that you can't make schach out of something that's makabel tumah. So therefore, we don't want to give off a false impression that it's permissible to be misachik with a davar makabel tumah. You got to remember, Rav Ashi, the Gadol Hador, if people see him doing it, they're going to think that it's mutter for them to do as well. So the Gemara says, not so fast. V'haka chazulei diritiva. Everyone's going to see that it's soaking wet. They're going to know, this is not schach, this is just trying to dry it out in the sun. So the Gemara says, yeah, l'chi yavsha ka'amina lach. I'm telling you that you should take it away once it dries. Meaning, don't leave it up there. A lot of times, I know for myself, like I'll hang something up to dry and then I'll leave it there for a day or two just because I'm lazy and I forget to put it away. So he's saying, as soon as it's dry and it's not noticeable, you must remove it. Itmar, we learn another Gemara. No yesuk amu flugin mimena arba'a. So let's say you have Sukkah decorations, but they're hanging down from the schach more than four tefachim. So they're fairly distant from the schach. So what's the halacha there? Do they create a chatzitza between you and the schach or not? So Rav Nachman Amar Kishera, Rav Nachman says that's still kosher. They don't create a chatzitza between the person underneath them and the schach. Rav Chizda, Rabba Baravuna Amar Pisula. Rav Chizda and Rabba Baravuna say that it is puzzle. Rav Chizda, Rabba Baravuna. So now the Gemara has a story. Very strange story, but interesting nonetheless. Rav Chizda, Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Iklu'u Lebei Reish Kalusa. They were on their way to visit the Reish Kalusa. We know this from the second parak, that they were, we'll see what the punchline is over here, that they would go to visit the Reish Kalusa on Yontif. So Agninu, Rav Nachman, basically Rav Nachman must have been on the way. So Agninu, Rav Nachman, Besukha Shnuya, Muflagin Mimena, Arba'a Tvachim. So Rav Nachman gave them to sleep in a sukkah where the decorations were very far down from the schach. They were separated from the schach by four tefachim. And ashtiku velo amru le velo midi. They went to sleep. They were silent. Ashtiku means they were silent. They went to sleep. And they didn't say a word. Velo amru le velo midi. They didn't say a word about it. So then amru lehu. So he said to them, Hadurbahu rabbanan mishmatayu. Did you rabbis go back on your original words? Meaning, did you rescind your shita that you're not allowed to sleep in such a sukkah? So Amrulay, they said it back to him, nah, anan shluchim mitzvah anan upturin min hasukkah. We're on our way to do a mitzvah, and therefore, technically, we could have slept outside. We could have slept in a house if we would have had one accessible to us. We chose to sleep in a sukkah, but it doesn't have to be a kosher sukkah for us. And therefore, you gave us this sukkah to sleep in. We're not going to make a fuss. And we slept in it. Fine. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Mutar Lishon Bekila B'Sukkah. So we've been talking about this in the Mishnah about certain types of bed, I don't know if they're called bedposts or some type of poster bed, where if you have a covering, a tent above the bed, is that considered a chatzitza between you and the schach? So here he says that it's mutar. Rav Yehuda says, Neim Shmuel, it's mutar to sleep in a kila, in a sukkah. So what does that mean? So Rashi says over here, Akila is referring to, it's a slanted tent, meaning you have, let's say, a bedpost, a pole on the middle of the front of the bed, a middle of the back of the bed, and it causes like a tent-like structure with a point on the top around. So that's not considered a chatzitza because it doesn't have a one tefach wide flat roof, which would be an ohel, which would create a chatzitza. This is considered mutter. Aval b'shiyesh l'gag. Right, so here he explains why is it mutter, even though it has a roof. It can't be 10 tefachim off the ground, right? Off the bed, because if it would be 10 full tefachim off the bed, that would be problematic. So I may have said it wrong. One second, he says afal b'shiyesh l'gag. So I said it correctly. Okay, I think I said it correctly according to Rashi. Okay, good. So Tashma, come and hear a raya whether this is correct or not. Ayashin bekila besukal yotze de chavasa. It says beferish in a brisa, if you sleep in a kila, it is not, you're not yotze, meaning it is a chatzitza between you and the sukkah. So Mara answers, nah, that brisa hachamayaskina, that brisa talking about a case kishigavu asara. A standard kila would be taller than 10 tefachim. Shmuel was talking about a very low one, which is not taller than 10 tefachim. Meisve, I have a following kasha against Shmuel again. Ayashin tachas amita besukal lo yotze de chavasa. This is the opening mishnah in the next perek. If you sleep underneath the bed in a sukkah, you are not yotze. So again, it's very clear that if you're sleeping with something on top of you, you're not considered under the schach and you're not yotze. So our answer is Hatir Gama Shmuel. Shmuel explained that mishnah, but mita gavo asar. That's talking about a bed where the underneath of the bed is at least 10 tefachim tall, and therefore it would be a proper chatzitza. Toshma, another raya for or against Shmuel, as we'll see in a second. Oshe pires agabe kinofos psula. So I think this is from our Mishnah. It says if you spread a tent over these kinofos, that is pasul. So that sounds like having a tent over your bed is problematic. Mara says, asam nami dimi asara. This is also talking about when the tent is more than 10 tefachim off of the bed. I have a halokatani hachi. But we didn't learn this way in a brisa that explains it. It didn't say that shot. Detanya, as we see, naklitin, shnayim bikinofos arba. So what is the difference between these two types of bed tents or bed posts? Naklitin, if it's called naklitin, there's only two poles, and it's like a pointy tent. The kinofos, but if it's called kinofos arba, then it's four, and it's like one of those super fancy flat roof over the bed with the sheets. So pirish agabe kinofos psula agabe naklitin shela. So if you made one of the roofs with the four poles and it's a flat roof, that's going to be a problem. But if you make a pointy roof like tent style, that's going to be kosher. Uvad shelo yiyu naklitin gavon menamita asara, right? As long as it's not 10 tefachim above the bed, meaning the tent can't be more than 10 tefachim above the bed. So that's the end of the brisa. Now the Gemara Darshan is based on that brisa. Michla, we can infer the kinofos, if it was a tent if it was a flat roof structure, afal pi she'in gavoin asara, even if it would be less than 10 tefachim, it would still be a problem. So what do you see? That Shmuel's criteria of 10 tefachim versus not 10 tefachim is not the main thing. Flat roof versus pointy roof is the main thing. So therefore, you see that Shmuel is problematic. Our answer is not so fast. Shiny kinofos. Kinofos is different when you have those fancy poster beds with the flat roof. The kaviyeh, those are kavua, those are set, right? And therefore, that's always going to be a chatzitza to you and the schach, even if it's lower than 10 tefachim. Ask the Gemara, wait a second. V'arei sukkah al-gabi sukkah de kaviyeh. Obviously, if we had the case in the previous daf of sukkah al-gabi sukkah, and that's pretty set. That's pretty, it's not just like some sheet spread over a bunch of poles. And yet, v'amar Shmuel, and Shmuel said, kehechshera kach psula. If it's 10 tefachim above, it's problematic. If it's less than 10 tefachim, it's not problematic. So here you had a situation where you had a very kavua schach that was chotzeit between you, meaning the bottom sukkah that was pasul. Is not it's not considered a chatzitza between the top schach, which is kosher, and unless it's 10 tefachim. So you see, Shmuel doesn't care about something being kavur or not kavur. He only cares if it's 10 tefachim apart. So Gemara says, Amri, we would explain asam de la mifsol sukkah basara. There, we're talking about passeling the sukkah because it's considered a problem of sukkah tachas sukkah. So there, you need 10 tefachim because it needs to be called a sukkah, and it's not called a sukkah if it's less than 10 tefachim. Hacha, but here, de la shivuye o'ala. Here, it's just a question of, is it considered a proper ohel with when you spread the bed sheet over these four poles. So batzer me'asara nami havi ohala. It can even be an ohel if it's less than 10 tvachim, even though it's less kavua than the sukkah. Fine. So what comes out of this is, according to Shmuel, if you have a tent-like structure, then if it's less than 10 tvachim, it's completely permissible. If it's more than 10 tvachim, it's problematic. If you have a four-pole structure and it's pretty kavua, then even if it's less than 10 tvachim, it's going to be a problem. So Amar Rav Tachlicha Bar Avim Yamar Shmuel Hayashin Bekila Arom. So now it's just a separate halacha about saying Kriya Shema. So in those days they didn't really have pajamas; they slept with nothing on. So a person is sleeping in a kila and he is naked; he doesn't have any clothes on. He wants to say Kriya Shema, but he can't because you have to be clothed. So Motzi Rosho Chutz Lekila, he can stick his head outside the tent. So now his head is separated from the rest of his body, not physically separated, but in terms of clothing, the tent serves as a clothing. And Vekore Kriya Shema, and he's allowed to say Kriya Shema like that. Ask the Gemara, wait a second, Mesve Avakasha Yoshim Bekila Aram Lo Yotzi Rosho Chutz Lekila Vikra Kriya Shema. The Braisa literally says the opposite of Shmuel. It says don't do that. Don't stick your head out the window at the window of the kila and say Kriya Shema. Our answer is Hachem Askinon. The way Shmuel understands is that the Braisa is talking about a case Kishe Gavoa Asara, that the kila is 10 tvachim. And therefore, Hachanami Mistavra, and this is logical. So, one second, I didn't explain that. So basically, we're saying that if the kilo would be 10 tvachim tall, so then it would be considered an ohel. It would be considered a separate area, and then it would be a problem. It would be a problem of sticking your head out. Wouldn't do you any good. But if it's less than 10 tvachim and it's not considered an ohel, then sticking your head out is like sticking your head through your shirt, meaning it has to be like you're wearing a very loose-fitting garment, obviously extremely loose in this case. You're wearing a very loose-fitting garment, and when your head pops out the top of your nightgown or something like that, you're allowed to say Kriya Shema under those circumstances. So, and then Hachanami Mistavra, and this explanation makes a lot of sense, meaning Katani Seifa, because what is the Seifa of this Braisa that says don't stick your head out of the keel and say Kriya Shema say? It says, Hala Mazeh Domeh, why doesn't it help that you stick your head out? It's a mashal amad davar domeh lo omed bebayis aram. A person is standing in a room or a house naked. Shelo yotzi rosho chutz lechalon. You can't just stick your head out the window. Yikra Kriya Shema, right? So he says you can't just stick your head out the window and say Kriya Shema because it's not like the house is considered like your clothing and then your head's in a separate rishus and therefore you're allowed to say Kriya Shema. That doesn't work. So when I say Shema Mina, this is a raya that there's a difference between the two cases, and that Shmuel was talking about it's mutter to do in a case where it's less than 10 tvachim, and the Brice is talking about it's usher to do in a case that's more than 10 tvachim.